All right, guys, we are back with another episode of Pound for Pound. I am the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
Henry Cejudo, a.k.a. Triple C.
A Shot of Lime production.
Henry, I am still stuck here in Denver, Colorado. And, you know, obviously I was there this past weekend. And what about you? Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Fargo, North Dakota. I'm over here trying to set up a meeting with DC, myself, and you, but he's like shying away, Kamaru. He doesn't wanna go to that argument of pound for pound. So I'm currently in Fargo, North Dakota, the best of U16 and juniors wrestling to see who is the best in the country. So it's a 7-day tournament, and I competed in it. I'm not sure if you did, Kamaru. Did you compete in Fargo?
Hey, don't disrespect me like that, man. Don't you disrespect me like that. You know, any wrestler who is any wrestler in America has been to Fargo. So, Henry, I don't know. I'm low-key kind of disrespected by the way that you just tried me right there. Did you ever go to Fargo?
The only thing is I just left with 5 stop signs. That's the only reason why I asked, Kush. You know what I'm talking about?
I went to Fargo. I went 2 years, so... Obviously, you know, I started wrestling my sophomore year, started competing. And it was after my junior season that I was like, you know what? I really like this wrestling stuff. Maybe I should give this a try and see how far I can go. So I wrestled all through the summer. And that summer I went to Fargo. And surprisingly, I was a Greco wrestler. The Greco was my thing. Surprisingly, I lost, I believe, the first match because I was cutting too much weight. And then I won the next 8. And then I was one match out from placing, getting into the All-American round. And I ended up getting beat. And then I came back the following year and I made it all the way to, I lost the first match, won the next 8 or 9. And then I was the match to become an All-American. And I ended up losing that. So. Yeah, you know, it was learning experience, but it was one of those things that grew my passion for wrestling. It made me really know that, hey, I really wanted to be good at this. So,
yeah. It turned out good.
But you didn't, that year, you did not compete. I remember you didn't compete. It was, and that was the year that everyone was really hyped up on it. Like, oh man, Win Magazine had the number one. Troy Nickerson is number one. And Troy, you know, he was like, oh, maybe Henry Cejudo's going to jump in. Troy Nickerson going to roll him up. But Henry, there was a no-show. They was like, where's Henry? They was like, oh, well, he's hiding at the Olympic Training Center. That's what I was hearing while I was there. I don't know about you, Henry. You tell me.
No, I made a couple of junior world teams, dude. But a couple of junior world teams. So I was representing the world. So, but Troy Nickerson, he had that spanking coming, dude. So he's lucky I wasn't there.
Well, I mean, hey, all I can tell you is he was rolling dudes up over there, and they was like, yeah, you know, he was a man that year. But they said, yeah, there was another guy, Henry Cejudo, that potentially, you know, might be able to do something with him. But Henry's not here, so that's all I heard at that point. So don't blame me, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure, bro. But anyhow, Kush, I mean, we got so much to talk about, man.
See? We do. First of all, big weekend of fights in Denver. We kind of, with these fight nights, you know, people have kind of just been accustomed to it at all, oh, small Apex show, but it wasn't that. I mean, in Denver, they were sold out. It was a fight night that was sold out, and it was already half full by the first fight. I mean, they had a crowd. It was loud, and that's why UFC has such success down here in Denver, Colorado. But I was at the desk, so I got to be in the arena to actually see this fill up and how rowdy and how just thirsty the fans were for this. So it was an amazing event. Of course, Rosnah Mayunis taking on your girl, Tracy Cortez. And, hey, you looking real good right now, Henry. You know, let's see how you look. But ask them in the back if they got some eggs.
You guys got some eggs back there?
You need to find an egg because I'm going to need that egg on top of your head, Henry. You thought I forgot about that, huh? I need that egg on top of your head.
Whoever wins this fight or loses this fight has to crack an egg on their head.
I'm down.
All right.
I'm down. I'm 100% down.
Damn, so you're that confident, Coach.
I'm that confident. All right,
Dude, I was trying to, dude, the reason why I came up with that Bex, like, you know, you got that shiny little, you know, little nice head of yours. And I just wanted just to bop. But anyhow,
I know what you were doing.
But looking at this, looking at the fight, experience was a difference here, Kamaru. Rose was able to use her lateral movements, pick her shots, and then eventually bring in takedowns, which kind of surprised me that Rose was able to do that. But I'm not surprised. She did the same thing to Wei Li towards the ends of the round to secure the rounds. And, you know, Tracy didn't show up, man. I just don't know how else to say it, man. That's not the Tracy that we know. She never attempted. I watched the fight again, and she never once attempted. She attempted one time, one takedown. That's it. There was no level changes involved. So, and I talked to her on Saturday afterward and just said, hey, just keep your head up, dude. It was experience, but I just know you're that much. I know you're better than that, Tracy. But, you know, I applaud Thug Rose. I think Rose is, if she's able to fight like that against a girl like Alexa Grasso, man, her chances of winning go high because Alexa Grasso is just known for striking. And if you take her down, it's jiu-jitsu. But with Rose, it's different. With Rose, she's mixing everything. And that's what makes her problematic. Her movement. So if a girl like Alexa Grasso fights somebody like Rose, Rose is going to make it problematic for her too, even on the striking department. So that's all I got to say. I got to say, you know what, Kamaru, you're right. Nobody's got eggs out here in Fargo, North Dakota, but I do owe you one. And the next time we get on that mic, I'm going to make it up because you know what? But that doesn't mean I'm done betting. It doesn't mean I got, you know, I'm gonna up the stakes next time. But overall, Kamaru, obviously, I know you're working the front desk or whatnot. Like, how was that experience, man? Did you get any kind of fights kind of catch your eye with anybody that was fighting?
I would say the fight was, and I didn't like this fight. Once I seen it on paper, I didn't like this fight. Was Blackburn taking on was a fight on the prelims, and Blackburn was the kid that got the twister. He has one of the twisters in the UFC. One of three twisters in the UFC. I think the other person is, I want to say, Korean Zombie, and I want to say the other one is Bryce Mitchell. But I like Blackburn. I think he spent some time with us early days down in South Florida. He came out for about a couple months, and then Montel Jackson. The thing with this kid is he reminded me, I want to say 2 years ago, maybe a year ago. He came up to me and told me, hey, years ago, which this was probably maybe 12 years ago, while I was wrestling for, at the Olympic Training Center, USA Wrestling would send me to do these camps, these clinics for inner cities, whether it's in Chicago, whether it's in Jacksonville, whether it's in Orlando, all over the place. And Montel said that I came to Chicago, which I do remember. I think it was either Chicago or Milwaukee. I came to Chicago and did the camp for them. And he was at the camp. So he was, I think, in high school or fresh out of high school. So seeing this kid now and seeing him now in the UFC, and not only is he in the UFC, but how impressive he is. He's very balanced. He's got a sharp left hand. He kind of gives me reminds me of an early Michael Johnson-esque. And I think the future is very, very bright for him because his nickname is Quick. And he ended that fight quickly. You know, he was able to get in there. He stayed composed to see Blackburn stepping in, and he just stayed composed and not be afraid of any strike coming in, to land that straight left hand right down the middle while you're so relaxed. It was a thing of beauty. And I mean, the highlight was the whole damn fight. I believe 15 seconds.
Damn. Yeah, he's good, man. I've seen him around. He's if he comes into his own, his body, he's a specimen, dude. At 135 pounds, roll big for that weight.
And I hear they're having a hard time getting him fights because I think he has 3 KOs or maybe all in the first round. I'm not sure, but 3 knockouts, and they've been having a problem trying to find him a matchup. So I think this kid is probably one that could be one of the new stars to throw in that top, and that potentially take a fight in that top 15. Even though that is a murderous division, I think this kid might be that. But, Henry, We have obviously fight night coming up this weekend. Limos taking on Gente Doba or Gente Roba. Both Brazilians. Both can crack. One obviously more of a heavy grappler. But the other one can definitely sprawl and brawl. And I think this is a fantastic matchup too. Very, very fantastic matchup. There's a lot of good fights on that card. You've got Brad Tavares, you know, taking on Jae Young Park. That's a phenomenal fight.
I got my boy Bruno Silva.
Bruno Silva?
Yeah, I got my boy Bruno Silva.
Hey, this could potentially be a fight of the night scrap. Because both guys, they oh my God, do we have the return? Is that Du Hoi Choi?
Du Hoi Choi. I thought he retired for some reason.
He retired for a while. Is that the, go to the profile? Is that the Superboy? Let's look at the full profile.
No, it's Du Hoi Choi.
Du Hoi Choi. But what's his nickname?
Look at you.
The Korean Superboy. I know it. Oh my God. Hey, Henry, remember this guy? Remember how he shot up in popularity after his viral knockouts, and then obviously running into a Cub Swanson.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Yeah, no, it seems like it's going to be a really good card. Obviously, from top to bottom, it's going to be at the apex. Bruno Silva is fighting. I mean, we have the return of the Superboy. I mean, this card is freaking stacked, dude. But it looks like the UFC is starting to go more, national than eventually abroad. Man, it seems like, and Dana White has talked about it too. But either way, man, sometimes at Apex, you got your dad brother fighting, dude. We got the Nigerian Nightmare over here. Is your brother Nigerian Nightmare too? Or is it just you?
No, he's not. You can't have two people that are the Nigerian Nightmare. Come on. No, my brother is the Motor. That's Muhammad the Motor Usman. I mean, if you go back to that card right there to see the whole card, I mean, there's a lot of gems in this card. There's a lot of gems in this card here. You've got, obviously, my brother Muhammad Usman, Ultimate Fighter winner as well. Did you know, fun fact, my brother and I are the only brothers to win the Ultimate Fighter. I did not know that.
That's what's up, all of the seasons. I did.
Stop the cap, bro.
I swear I did.
Okay, so if he's able to parlay that and become UFC champion, I mean, what one for the record books, for the history books? That
dynasty. But my question is why is he the first fight at the apex? And the other question is, are you going to be there?
Yes, absolutely, Henry. I will be there. It's my brother fighting. Of course, I will have to be there for him. And give him that energy that he gives me every time that I go out and fight. But first fight is not necessarily a bad thing. Henry, you're done. You're back at the hotel eating a nice meal and you get to watch the fight. That's not necessarily a bad thing. And I used to think it was. But yes, of course, if you're on a pay-per-view card, you want to be higher up on the pay-per-view card. But if you're at the apex, I want to get in there and get out. And I'm done. I'm home eating a steak. Celebrating the three checks that I just picked up. But hey, you see it different because you want to be there all day. You want to be the last fight. Like, listen, if you're not the headliner, I'd rather get it over with and be done. But like I said, Henry, there's a lot of gems on this card. You've got Miranda Barbosa, the Brazilian, taking on Miranda Maverick. She trains down here in Denver.
You want to bet on that one since you're all Colorado now? Why don't we do an egg for an egg, dude? What's up?
My man.
I got Barbosa.
My man, listen.
What's up?
I like where your head is at.
Double or nothing. What's up, Kush?
I feel you, Henry, and I like where you're
at. Do you really represent Colorado, dude? Since you, Gaethje, Rose.
I like where your head's at.
Why don't you show Maverick some love?
I don't bet. But I'm going to go to Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to make your picks. So I'm going to go to Underdog Fantasy, Henry. And my man, I'm going to tell you right now, if you go to Underdog Fantasy, it is, you can take advantage of everything, Henry. You can take advantage of, I see you want to bet, you want to do all this. But like I tell you, hey, my hands are up. I don't do all that. But I will go to Underdog Fantasy, and I'm going to play their pick 'em game because it's as simple as choosing higher or lower on a variety of fighter stats, like takedown attempts, which you did last time, fight time, which I like to do, and, of course, significant strikes.
Yeah, here are the picks for the UFC fight night. Lemos versus John the Roba over the UFC Apex in Las Vegas. Remember, guys, all new users under Underdog will receive up to $250 in bonus cash and a pick-up special by using code P4P.
Of course, Henry, Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida. Guys, support the show. Click the link down below in the description to get started. Thank you, Underdog Fantasy, for always supporting the show. Henry, listen. You know it's some nice little things coming up here, and I want to get your opinion on this because I know we talked about this a little bit before, but a lot of people seem to always keep asking me every time I see them, hey, when is Jake Paul still gonna fight Mike Tyson? And is Jake Paul gonna fight Mike? I'm like, listen, Jake Paul has his hands full right now because he's fighting Mike Perry, who has got the nickname now, the King of Violence, I believe. Is his nickname. And Henry, I want to ask you, what's your prediction? What you thinking about this fight?
I like it, dude, but I think if it's just boxing, Jake Paul's just been doing it a bit longer. Who am I going for? I'm going for Mike Perry, who I want to win, Mike Perry. But, you know, I would hate for Uncle Mike not to lose that payday with him. You know what I'm saying? Before I was against it, but, you know, Mike likes money. He likes them M's. So that being said, you know, let the best man damn win. But obviously, you also heard, too, that the rumors are swirling around that, you know, Marab might fight Sean at UFC 306, and that's right before the UFC Apex. We're talking about sometime in damn August. So the UFC is really kind of cracking in on getting and spreading some of these championship fights out. And we got Islam Makhachev versus Armin Sarukyan for 308. We do have John Jones versus Stipe already set for 309 in New York. And guess what? 310, Conor Retainer, Kragan McGregor, and Michael Chandler is going to take place, and they're talking about it by that big nose Ariel Helwani at UFC 310.
You like me throwing
Ariel under the bus a little bit.
hey, I have nothing to do with that. You know, it is what it is. It's another weekend of fights here, fight night. And like we just talked about, there's a lot of gems in there. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. And of course, my brother, Muhammad Usman, is going to be fighting. That's going to be amazing. And I don't know, I see people putting up all this clip here, and it said, Kamaru Usman believes that, what was that said? That the next opponent, oh yeah, I was asked, would my next opponent potentially come out of these, four fighters? And of course, I think it's, well, I'm not going to say, of course. I'm going to say there's a huge chance that it comes down to one of these guys because these are the streaky guys. These are the hot guys right now. You know, as I like to think of it, these are the new hot chicks in the division right now. And of course, you know, we love hot chicks, Henry. We love
damn,
hot chicks. So,
like that, so, cause you can tell yeah. Chicks, huh?
We love boss.
Hey, that's what you said. You love hot chicks.
You know,
dude, this is
you
what
know
you
the
said,
analogy. These are the new hot chicks right now in town.
2024, I might believe that shit, man. It's 2024, bro. Can't get at me like that.
All right, never mind. You took that analogy way left. But these are the hot prospects right now in the division. And of course, you know, staying at welterweight, I would have to choose out of one of these guys. And you know, it is what it is. I have no problem with either one. I think they're all great fighters. They're tough, young, strong fighters making their way up. And it's up to me to go show them that they're not there yet. They're not on my level yet. That I've been doing this. That I have been, always will be the boogeyman of that welterweight division. But it is what it is, Henry. Big weekend of fights. I'm excited. I can't wait to get to Vegas to help my brother out. You're excited. You're sitting over there in Fargo, North Dakota, coaching your guys. And, Henry, what is it, a week from here? It's, When does the Olympics start, Henry?
Yeah, the Olympics start the end of this month. And they're going to be over by, I want to say, August 15th. So it goes on for 2 weeks. So towards the end of this month, and then I'm going to be going out there. I'm going to be shooting out there on August. I'll be there August 5th through the 12th, you know, watching the whole wrestling kind of go down. So I'm extremely stoked. And who knows, Kushi? We may be taking pound for pound over there. Rumor has it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean,
have you heard of that rumor, Kush?
I heard some things swirling around, and hey, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in Paris? You know, everybody wants to be in Paris. So, hey, if it works out, it works out. But Henry, the people like to know because, you know, sometimes I can't stand your guts, and sometimes I know you can't stand my guts. But if we had to duke it out in Olympic Games matchup, obviously my favorite sport is track and field to watch. Maybe not participating so much, but to watch for sure. My favorite sport is track and field. Henry, what you thinking? Do you think you have a chance if we went one-on-one together? Do you think you have a chance in any of these matchups to potentially win?
Yeah, shot put, 100-meter sprint. Definitely not the 100-meter sprint, dude. You're too – you got to freaking – anyways.
Don't let it – don't hey. Don't go there with it. Don't get fooled.
First one is the shot put.
It's a shot put. You think you have a shot? You think you have a shot with the shot put?
There's actually a lot of technique involved in the shot put. So yeah, I think I take you out.
Wow. Okay. I like your confidence, but you have zero chance. Next one. Let's move on. Is the 100 meters dash sprint? Do you think you have a chance in this
one? That's all you, dude. That's all you. I'm not even going to argue that one, dude.
Say what you want to say. Say it with your chest, Henry.
I can't. I'm going to get canceled, but you know what I'm talking about. Now, gymnastics at number three, 100%, dude.
All right, I'm going to be honest. You have no chance. You have no chance. Don't let this fool you. You know, just because, you know, I had a couple of little knee things here and there in the career, you have no chance. All right? So we'll move on. Number three, gymnastics all around. What you thinking?
100%. I'm good there. I'm good with everything. I can do all that stuff. So 100%.
Your knees would get out. I will say because I'm very, very self-aware. So I will be honest with you here. Earlier days, you had no chance. But now you're more of a compact individual. I think you would potentially get me in the gymnastics, you know, doing the backflips and all this. I think you might get me on that because right now I've been a little bit compromised with the core and everything. So I will give you this.
And I definitely got you beat in the 100-meter swim, dude. And that's, you know, I think I've beat you.
What would
you
make
by
you think this?
Because I grew up, you know. And I know you back in the training center, bro. You like that cold water? I mean.
Listen. Now, that was then. Now, in the freestyle, listen, I'm not the fastest, but I do actually have the technique now. And I think I'll give you a run for your money. So I would say you do have a shot there if you're a good swimmer. I'm not sure, but you know, I'm not gonna say it. I want to get canceled. I'm not gonna say it. But hey,
we run, jump, and swim, baby. That's like I know you ain't taking me out.
I would say the running and the jumping. I think we got you beat there, but you could take the swimming, but the running and the jumping, we got you beat. Anywho, going to number five, beach volleyball. Who in the UFC am I picking as partners? I'm going to just give you right now my partner. I'm probably picking John Jones.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm taking John.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then I'm going to pick Francis Ngannou, dude. Fuck,
we're playing beach volleyball. Not fighting, Henry.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I might as well. You know, you over here turn your back on Francis now.
Oh!
Francis, I got your back, dude. You know?
Listen, all right. Listen, there's beach volleyball. There's technique involved in it. I know John, you know, he play a little bit. He can return. Francis would probably look at you and just say, you know, my brother, what is this? Why? So, hey, it's – and listen – You know what? I can't believe you just tried me like that. I can't be you trying to ruin friendships, Henry. You're trying to ruin friendships. Wow.
I'm a little bit like Daniel, but I like to instigate a little bit. But moving on, ping pong. I definitely got you beat there, dude. I'm pretty good. I got fast hands, bro. I grew up at the Parks and Recs. You know, I go both righty and lefty. No, you know, you're gonna, you know, your knee might snap on that.
Really? Really, Henry?
Next, you know, taking a break.
Really, Henry?
Time out.
Henry, have you ever played me in ping pong?
I don't gotta play you on ping pong. Just ask your boy Justin Gaethje.
No, I asked you, Henry. Have you ever played me in ping pong?
I'm that good, bro. That's all I gotta say, dude.
You're that good?
I'm that good.
Henry, Exhibit A.
Win by two?
Game. That's what we do out here, pound for pound. That's what we do out here. And my man.
Oh, that's right. We did play.
Yeah.
But you know what? But you know what? That was home court advantage, too. True, bro. How are we gonna play in your home? In your actual home, dude.
Winners
your actual
win.
Paddles.
Winners win. It doesn't matter where it's at. Winners win. And Henry, you can step. So you trying to sell me just because you went to another person's home to wrestle? You couldn't win your matches because they had home court advantage. Nope, Henry. I've whooped plenty of people at their schools. Plenty of them at their home. Doesn't matter where I compete. Winners win. And you just saying that means you know that's that you have no chance of winning. So we're just going to bypass that. And we're going to move on to number seven, tennis. I know you don't think you got me in tennis because my daughter got skills. So, and you know, in the DNA.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right. So if you got ping pong at number seven, you got, okay, I'll give you tennis. Practically about the same thing. But the last two, I could pop lock like you wouldn't. I can pop lock to another world. And I can freaking
even have rhythm?
I can do two backflips off of a three backflips to a dive on the diving board. So I got you beat there too.
You gonna get me in diving, but you ain't gonna get me in breakdancing.
And I'm surprised they didn't add water polo here because I take you out there too.
Yeah, you get me in that. But I'm gonna tell you right now, number eight, breakdancing. You have no chance. I had a crew in the fifth grade. After school, we sneak back into the classroom, move the desk, and get down. You know what I'm saying? So you have no chance there. Don't even come at
me,
bro.
I'll be honest with you, bro. You might get me out of confidence because I just thought, you know, I'm too, you know, you might be a little more prima donna than me, dude. So I'll give you that one, dude.
Oh, okay. You know? Nah,
you be you be hanging out with Justin Gaethje too much, dude.
No, Justin is a dang near professional golfer. I'm not there. So I definitely will get you in golf, but I'm not good by any means. I'm still working on my game. But, Henry, so as we look at that, I think there's maybe two or three of these that you might have a chance in. I'm not saying you're going to win, but you might have a chance in. The rest, gymnastics, you'll win that. We saw the footage of you just doing some gymnastics. I think you might get me in that one. Yeah, you might win that all around. But everything else, you have no chance. And I leave you in that. I'll leave you in that.
Yeah.
But,
so I got gymnastics, swimming, breakdancing, diving. Let's add water polo in there. What's up?
Okay, so you know? you're winning diving and you're winning gymnastics all around. Not
swimming.
Certain events, just all around. Everything
water polo?
Else. There's no water polo here. That we're going to look, 10. Look, we just have 10 events.
No, look at
10 events for a decathlon. 10 events, decathlon, and you lost 8-2. So we're going to leave it on there. And if you want to see me about this, Henry, next time I see you, we can start doing it. We start getting footage of everything. We've already had one, ping pong. So we got the footage, and you will see that here just to refresh your memory. If you want it bad next time, we'll give it to you even worse. So. Pause. So, yeah, let you know that. And don't forget the fights this week. You will get our picks very shortly because, you know, big shout out to Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to make your picks, which is what I like to do as opposed to you, Henry. You know, you like cracking eggs on your head. But
damn,
you down, so we're going to make it two down this weekend. But as always, I am the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
Henry Cejudo, a.k.a. Triple C.
Checking my armpits and making sure they're not sweaty. And we are out of
here. Out!